Good morning. Happy Sunday, everyone. Come on in. Come on in. I am not Corinne. I'm Coach MJ, head coach at No BS. Corinne is taking a well-deserved vacation, which is not a vacation. I've been answering messages from her already. She needs to actually take a break. God bless her. So we are here to talk about anything you want to talk about. It's open coaching. We did have someone write in about getting coached on stopping at enough. Tammy, if Tammy is here, you can raise your hand. Coach Lisa is here with us right now. She is going to be in the chat and the Q&A with y'all. We're going to be here for 90 minutes. I'm going to be coaching my face off. I would love to talk about enough. Some, since that's our monthly focus. But if you're new here, if you're new to No BS, we want you to finish the No BS weight loss course first. There's that. And then you can switch lanes if you want to. And then if you're like, MJ, I want to do stopping at enough, but I'm new. What do I do? You finish the No BS weight loss course and we don't take nothing away from y'all. Then you can head on over and do stopping at enough. If you missed it in the newsletter today, there is a link that you can go check out our event that we are hosting in Dallas, Texas next year. Tickets are going to go on sale in the next few weeks. We're just selling tickets for the in-person event. Now there will be virtual tickets available, but it's going to be, next year. Super excited about that. You know, there are only two things that you have to pay. Everything on this here platform, website, No BS, is included in your membership except for two things. One are in-person and virtual events, which we are about to start selling. We're having one event next year. Check it out in the newsletter. I think I even have the, I think I even did the link because I'm ahead of things. That's right. Drop the link in the chat because who's prepared? I am prepared. For once. I'm prepared. Like, I'm so proud of myself. That's how you celebrate yourself. Y'all, look, I just gave myself credit for what I did. It's that simple. It is that simple. And then private coaching is the other thing that we, you have to pay for inside of No BS. Only two things. Everything else you find on the website is included. And No BS, how awesome is that? Oh my gosh. The doable hunger chart. Sherry asks in the Q&A. So if you go to our website, nobswomen.com, and you go to courses, yeah, this month in No BS, that's where you find our monthly focus. There's a 30-day stopping at enough planner that we have created for you for this month, and then we blew out the doable hunger chart. So a lot of people just have a really hard time figuring out what is enough. I call it the Bigfoot of No BS for a reason. That's why. And so we just kind of blew out the chart all the way from holiday full on one end to Survivor Island starving on the other end. Just to break it down, we also give you on that chart, on that cheat sheet that we gave you, clues that you might be at enough. Things that we hear a lot in the membership. And then there's even a blank column so you can fill in your own. I mean, how awesome is that? So I'm very excited. So we are going to coach for 90 minutes. I do not see Tammy Sweeney. If you are here, raise your hand and I will, pull you up. She wanted to talk about stopping at enough. So if she comes, I will make sure to coach her. All right. So I'm going to pull up Candace first. Her hand is raised first and then Michelle will be on deck, but we'll pull Candace up first. We'll pull her up first. All right. Yeah, Carolyn, it's so important just to give yourself credit for what you're doing every now and then and again. Hello, Candace. You're muted. So if you can unmute yourself. There
morning.
You go. Good morning. What are we coaching on, Candace?
Can you hear me? Because I have my Bluetooth on. I can take it out if it's not
hear
clear.
You. I do
okay.
hear you.
Great. I'm actually really excited you're here because something you said on one of your coaching calls a few weeks ago, like really hit home for me. And it's been explaining a lot in my overeats. And so I don't have, it's not necessarily eating till enough. What I would like coaching on is nighttime eating, because I retook the course during the Drop It Like It's Hot July, and I realized about halfway through it, I was like, oh no, I eat every night. Like I wasn't even aware that I was doing it. Like it's an every night kind of put the kid to bed, go into the pantry, put the kid to bed, go into the pantry. And so I was like, oh, okay. And there was a really great moment in one of the courses during that, on like episode 4 or 5, where Corinne gave the suggestion of learning to sit with the urge. And so you're supposed to like give, it's a pause plus permission, right? So give 5 minutes and then eat whatever you're going to eat. And then the next night, try 6 minutes of pause and then eat one bite less, and like the game of that. And I didn't do it as fast because she's like, do it in 25 days. I was like, no. So it's been about 3 weeks and I'm up to like 10 minutes of pausing. And I've gotten my thing was cookie dough, and it still seems to be a craving of mine. I've got cookie dough down from like the 5 little circles. I started cutting the cookie dough in quarters, and so now I'm down to like a cookie and a half. Like, so I'm really proud of my progress. I found ways that I've, instead of going straight to doing the 10-minute break, started with me doing the dishes, but then by the end of that 10 minutes, I'm like in the kitchen. So that was a bad connection. So I started like, well, I'm gonna go wash my face and then do all the lotions and creams and like try to like do something in a different room, and that's been helping a lot. But I don't think I've got the thought work right. And so
What are
I
you
it's
wanting? So are you eating? You're still eating every night, but you've just
yes.
decreased the amount of cookie dough or whatever it is.
Right. So it's either, hey, I'm gonna need a few minutes. Can you go do your laundry? And then you can watch your TV show when it's done. Thank you. So I guess I would want a little help with the thought work, because I get that eventually I'm going to want to start switching from cookie dough to like fruit or something else. And then eventually I'll be brave enough to give that up. But
But
I get.
we can't take away the food until we figure out what it's giving you. 'Cause then you're just
Sure.
left with a big old gaping hole, and that sucks.
Agreed. And so I already know, and it's been years of this, that I pair rest with food. I pair a break with food. Okay, I was watching myself while I do it, and it's like I put the kids to bed. My husband and my older son are gone till like 9:30 at night. I sit in the house for 2.5 hours by myself, and I feel this like, okay, now I can take a break. And I've paired food with a break.
A
So
lot of
I
people
don't,
have. You're not alone in
right.
that, for sure.
No. So I'm very aware that that's what it's doing for me, but I don't know how to sit. I would love some help with the thought work of sitting during that 10-minute pause and not be like, well, let me distract myself with another thing, like washing my face or doing the dishes. I think I need thought work to help sit with the urge.
So when you just sit in that 10 minutes, let's say you just sit for 10 minutes. What does it mean to take a break without eating? Take a wild guess, like do wild guess. Like if you had to guess, if I
One.
was like, here's $10,000, take a guess. If your guess would be.
It would start, and my brain would just go like a litany of things that still need to get done, a litany of things that I didn't do. It's just like my brain goes. That would probably be the 10 minutes of just going.
And so you're sitting there with your to do all your shoulds or
Yeah.
shouldn'ts for the day.
Right.
And then, of course, you want it to shut up because you're basically berating yourself over what you did or didn't do.
Right.
And so you want food to fill that void. So, what do you want to say about what didn't get done? What do you make it mean that you didn't get it done?
Definitely in the category of enoughness. Never enough. This isn't enough. Gotta do more. Need to get this done. This isn't enough. It's very much in the enough messaging.
Okay, what would be enough?
That's a good point. I have started. The other thing I learned in doing the nighttime eating course is that my urges start as early as like 4 p.m. when I get off work. So I kind of start them with the transition eating. And I don't always eat. It's just I can feel the urges happening starting that early. So I did start on my bus ride home. So I get like 40 minutes to myself. I did start writing the 3 things I did well, the 3 things that do need to get done tomorrow, but we're done working. We're going to cut it off. And like the 3 things that have to get done that night. And it's like, I'm dropping one kid off at football practice, picking another kid up from cheer. Like it's that kind of
So do
stuff.
they all get done before they go to bed? Those three things, do they get done before they go to bed?
Not always. Sometimes it's like it's I want to finish this load of laundry, or I want to do this thing. So there's still sometimes like that third thing on the item still probably needs to get done. It's like something in maintaining the house.
Okay, so what happens when it doesn't get done? The house falls apart. Like, what happens?
Nothing. And usually at most my husband will come home and look around the house and be like, really,
Yeah,
this
what'd
doesn't
you
look
do
like
all day? What you been doing?
yeah, exactly. What
Yeah.
are you gonna do for the last 2 hours by yourself? Like, why isn't the table kitchen table clean? Because
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it.
Okay. And
But
so
like, okay, go
the
ahead.
two things get done, and then the third, is that the only thing you're thinking about, though, is the third thing that didn't get done?
So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, where that I've been trying to just give myself a short list of things to do, because there's always something to do. So I've been trying to work on the mental mindset of like, this is bare minimum, and as soon as you get this done, you also get to relax. Like that's like I've been also trying to work through this idea of I get relaxing time too. You know, my son and my husband are off doing jujitsu, which is a hobby for them, and they're having a good time. I have the right to sit in my house and have a good time too, even though I feel like I'm stuck in the house because my daughter's there sleeping. So it's like I've been trying to find activities that I get to do for fun. So it's kind of like I think I'm just in the middle of still like letting go of all the things that have to get done.
Well, when you were talking about your husband and your son going to jiu-jitsu, and then you're like, and I'm stuck here. That's when the tears came.
Yeah, I've been working with my therapist on this because so this is where you come into play. I was listening to a podcast a while ago, and you had mentioned all those like latchkey kids that came home and just ate when they were home alone. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. Like, I was such a latchkey kid as a kid. And like as a teenager, like my parents worked all the time, and I was just roaming around my house by myself. I have a brother, but he didn't live with us at the time. So it's like I was a single kid just walking around my house all the time, and I was like in charge of dinner. And I think I was telling my therapist this, I'm like, I feel like that's how it is now again, because I have to be home because my daughter's here. I'm not allowed to go anywhere. So I just wander around my house like, okay, well, I guess I'll get this dinner done. I guess I'll, like, it
Wait a
just
minute, though.
feels,
You could literally say to your husband and your son, I am leaving tonight. No jujitsu. I can't even say the damn word. Sorry about that. None for you. It's mama day. Why do you
Yeah.
not do that?
Well, so for him, he actually coaches it, so it's kind of part of a second job for him. And then the other nights they're gone, it's like my son's in football, and it's just the season of football, and that's happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he's a coach for that. So it's not like I can be like, well, this is my night. Like, I kind of get Tuesdays, but now I don't because that's when there's football and my daughter has cheer. So I don't get a night. Does that make sense? Like I get that there's issues with that, but I also don't know what I would do if I
You
left the
well,
house.
but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what you would do. It's the story you have about being stuck at home.
Yeah.
You got grown ass woman mother money. You could hire a babysitter. You could invite a friend over for me, it would be for a glass of wine. You don't have to go anywhere. My daughter's sleeping. Hey, come on over here and let's have a charcuterie and some wine and wa or watch binge watch a show. All of that is available to you, but the story you tell yourself is they get to go and I don't get to go. And then you've got another rule. When you get all of your work done, you can sit and
Yeah.
relax. You can sit and relax
Yes.
no matter what the fuck. Like you have all these rules. Like you've set yourself up. Like you have so many rules for yourself. I can't
Yeah.
go. I have to stay here. They get to go and I don't get to go. I'm stuck here with this child. I can't be anywhere. They get to go. And, but if I get all my work done, I get to sit down.
True, true.
That's the
So,
problem. That's where it comes from.
agreed. That's a great, no, I totally agree. And I think I've been working on the second half of it, where it's like, What's the bare minimum look like of just doing the dishes and cleaning off the kitchen counters, maybe, and then being
How does it feel
done?
when you say, I've done the bare minimum?
I think it's probably not a great story in my head, but I think it's that thing where it's like there's always a million things to do. Like that's just how it is now, and that's fine, but I don't have to do all of them and I can sit. And so I've been trying to work on that language of just, hey, these are the things that I know I feel good about the house being done, and then I'm going to let the rest of it go so I can do something for me.
That's what you need to spend your 10 minutes on.
Okay.
That, you know, when you're talking about, I need to do the thought work, it's like, I'm gonna sit here for 10 minutes. I'm gonna hear all the bullshit that I get to relax because I got all my work done. Or you didn't get it done. You should have gotten it done. That's when you've got to hear all that because what's happening now is you shut it down
Yeah.
with food or distract yourself from it. So you're like, I know I need to work on it. But you hush it.
Right.
Either with washing your face or with, you know, whatever it is, cleaning the kitchen or finishing up that last little to-do. And then you're not giving yourself to have that back and forth conversation because what happens when you get out of the busy, you are left with those thoughts, and that's why you keep turning to the food after the 10 minutes because you're like, as soon as I get my face washed, it's time to beat up Candace. It's the beat up
Right.
Candace hour, and I'm not here for that. I need to eat.
Right. Okay.
So, what do you want to think about your night? Let's construct the story.
Sure. Well, the writing out on the bus ride home has been really helpful. Like the three things I've done well, it's surprisingly sometimes I'm like, what did I do well? I sat in meetings all day. So I'm like, no, you got to find something. And it would be like, oh, I didn't eat at my desk or whatever little wins I could find. And but the setting up my evening of like, what are the three things you need to get done has been taking the temperature down. Because when I don't, I'm like, oh my God, there's so much to do. And there's all these things. And it's like, when I write down just three things I have to get done, I'm like, oh, that's actually not that hard. Candice, that's like
But
an
here's the
hour worth.
thing. You already said sometimes you don't do number three, so they don't have to get done. Because you're like, when I
Right.
write down the three things I have to get done, you don't have to get those done.
No, agreed. But it's more of just taking the temperature down of how busy everything is. And
But
there's
I
so much
also
more.
want, in an ideal night, I'll get these three things done. They don't have to get done today. Like, we've got to even turn it down even more.
Sure.
It's just how you describe it, too.
Right.
I would love to get
So.
these three things done, and if everything goes well and I'm feeling spry, they'll get done.
Right. So then but then once I put the kids to bed, then it's, do I do it again? Maybe? Like,
I
do I
mean, if
go?
it's working the first, but that's what I'm saying. Once you put the kids to bed, it
Yeah.
is going through and giving yourself credit. I have kept these children alive. I finally get to sit down and take a breath. I'm so excited to be able to do that. I'm glad you could even say, I'm glad I ain't running all over hell in half of Georgia. It's so nice. I can debra and sit here in all of my glory. And I'm not out there on the mean streets with a bunch of kids. I am so glad I've got my husband to do that.
True,
And then
true.
I'm able to sit here. There are a lot of single moms. They work a full-time job and then they have to go do all that stuff. I am not one of them. Thank goodness. I'm going to sit here in all my glory. Did everything get done? No, but everything's never, nothing. I mean, there's always going to be something that could have been done at the end of the day.
It's a really great perspective. It's 110 here in Phoenix, and my kid's playing outdoor football. So
Oh my God. Yes.
I don't have to sit outside in that. It's glorious.
Yes. So, how about that? I mean, spending time with that story.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's good. Maybe it is that I need, just like I'm learning how to do this transition on the bus, during that 10-minute pause, it's sitting in that same kind of like, and I did good today, and this is what I got done this evening, and this is what I get to do or not do or sit down and do nothing because I have every right to sit down and do nothing.
I've earned it.
Yeah.
I have earned it. Because I'm not only running my full-time job, I'm running a household. I'm making sure everybody gets where I may not be taking everybody where they need to go, but I am making sure everybody gets where they need to go.
Yeah. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I am taking my kid 20 minutes to his practice, turning right back around, picking up my daughter from
Yeah.
jujitsu because my husband's got to go coach
And that's
golf
the other
that night.
thing. I mean, we got to work on those stories because it's not
Yeah.
like I have to do this and I have to. There are so many kids that don't get to do after school activities because their parents can't take them.
True.
And it's like, I'm choosing to do this because it's important for
True.
my kids to be in a sport. I love that they're out and active. I know when they get older, it's going to keep them out of trouble because they've been busy. I love that I'm able to afford, like, spend all the time on that. I'm able to afford to put them in these sports. And I'm choosing to do it because it's the kind of mom I am. I don't have to take her. You could literally look at your daughter and be like, get a ride, or I'm just not into it today. But you're a badass, so you don't do that.
Right.
So
No,
when you hear that
sometimes.
harsh have to, got to, need to, it's like you got to change it to choose to. I'm deciding to take her to wherever, or I'm deciding to drop my son off, or I'm choosing to drop my son off because.
Yeah. No, those are all excellent points. That's exactly why we do it. Even before football season started, I was telling my husband, I'm like, I'm not looking forward to this. This sucks. Last year sucked. I don't want to do it. And he goes, yeah, no, we this is parenting. This is what we're choosing to do for our kids. And I keep hearing that. So you're just reinforcing that I'm choosing to do this because I want my kids to be in sports. Otherwise, they'd sit here and play video games all day. And I don't like that either.
Then you'd be sitting there going, I'm a terrible mother because I don't have them involved in a sport. And now I need them to get out and do something. They just sit around and play a video game. This is awful.
Yes.
Right.
No, this was super helpful. The thought work is still continuing to change the little words that are just catching me off. I agree with that.
Are you
That's
in an
helpful.
accountability group?
I do, yeah.
Do y'all do Marco Polo?
Oh, we text. We text right now.
I'm
That's
gonna
fine.
just be honest. Marco Polo is a you can do a paid app or free. It was so helpful to me, and I will tell you why. And I want if you do this with your accountability group, I want you to give them permission. Because a lot of accountability groups are like, I don't want to hurt Candace's feelings, blah blah blah. But even with my accountability group, now when I get on there and I'm like, oh my God, and then today at work, and then I have to, and then I got to go check on my mama and she dropped whatever it is. They will tell
Right.
me, go back and listen to what you just said. Go back. I heard you say have to three times, you know, whatever it is. And they'll call me out on it. But if I'm texting them, I correct myself. I coach myself before I type. But whenever I'm doing Marco Polo, which is
The
a
voice
video
memo,
messaging app
sure.
or a voice memo, you can do a voice memo to yourself, like a downloadable journal, go back and listen to it so that you can catch those words.
Interesting. Yeah, I agree with that. I probably correct myself in the text.
Yeah. Oh, we all coach ourselves on a text.
Okay.
So, because we all want to be enlightened, whatnot. Right, with our group.
Sure.
And so that is a great way to catch your thoughts. So if you're not in accountability, a voice memo is amazing. Just get your thoughts out because you will correct yourself in the first few sentences, but once you get talking, all the old shitties just fly right on out.
This is helpful. Yeah, because I think even if I journal, I'll correct myself while journaling
Yeah.
too.
That's
So
why I
voice
love just
memos.
stream of consciousness talking. So
Yeah.
much more help. I feel like it's more helpful for me.
Yeah. I'm an outward speaker. I liked when we did the journaling month, and I think Kathy brought it up as an option. She's like, you should just be voice, like you can voice memo. And I was like, I would so prefer to speak it than write it out.
Yes.
But it's a
And
good idea to
writing
go
is great
back.
too, but like especially for these sneaky little have to's, got to. Shoulds, all of that stuff, that voice memo is a great trick to catch yourself.
A really great point. I appreciate that.
But you're trying to cut down, you're working on the do side. I'm increasing my time and then I'm finding things to fill my time and all that kind of stuff. But the day that you go to, like, I'm feeling brave. Today is the day. I'm not going to have a snack or I'm going to extend it to 15 minutes. Then the only thing you filled your 15 minutes with is trying to do something to avoid the beatdown. And then you're still going to have to eat to avoid the beatdown because you haven't corrected the underlying issue, the root cause, as Corinne says.
No, I totally agree. This is super helpful.
Okay. So everything you do, when you hear the have to, I'm doing this right now because I'm choosing to do this because. I didn't get the third thing done. I'm just tired. I'm just tired today. And that's why I didn't. Did I want to get it done? Yes, I did. But you know what? It just ain't gonna happen today. And that's okay. And I'm gonna keep telling myself I should have done it. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't have the energy for it today.
Agreed. And that's okay not to have energy for everything every day.
Yes. And think about how, just that sitting, that relaxing. I don't have to take my daughter. I don't have to sign them up for these sports, but we really do want to. Thankfully, my husband's out in this 100-degree weather, and I'm sitting here without a bra on and air conditioned. Thank the Lord. Like, that's such a different story
Agreed. Yes.
that I can't get out of the house. And then when you hear I can't get out of the house, I could hire a sitter, I could invite a friend over, but I'm not going to do that because that would require a bra. And I'm just not today. I've had a bra on long enough. I'm not going to do it.
That's
It's those
helpful.
stories about what you've decided. Because they were all your choices. And you love your reasons. You just have to, at night, remind yourself of the reasons. And then all the options you have. You're not stuck at home.
You're
How
right.
does all that feel?
It feels much better because it's even down to like I'm always having to do my daughter's homework, but I want her to learn how to read. So
Yeah,
yes, we're going
there's
to sit
that.
here and we're going to do the story because I want that for her. And so I agree. It's kind of just flipping that I have to into the I want to.
Yes. Yeah, because there's a lot of parents that don't sit and do homework with their kids. That's not who I am as a parent. It might be fine for them, but not for me.
That's super helpful. No, it's definitely catching those sneaky negative thoughts more and then working through
Yes.
them. And that will relieve the need to be like, oh, okay, we're having a break. Break is food.
Yeah, when it's just beat down after beat down after beat down, and it's still running on a loop in your head. And the food has your brain is like, I've had enough of this. I have had enough of this. Let's just go get something to eat. Give yourself a break. And you're like, thank God. But it's the thoughts. You got to figure out what the thoughts are that you don't need a break from.
That's a good one. That's super helpful.
Well, yay.
Thank
You
you.
enjoy it because mine are at college now or above. And I do miss the dance and I do. I miss
I
it.
know. What's the saying? The days are long, but the years are short.
Yes.
So I'm just
I
in that
know I
phase.
went the year after my daughter went to college, because we did competitive dancing. And I went to get my car cleaned. This is so stupid. I mean, this is just how our brains work. I saw everybody posted like the first dance competition. Mina wasn't competing. And I went and washed my car out and I did not find one fake eyelash and I cried. I was like, there's no eyelashes in this car, because she used to like rip them off and throw them or whatever. And like it hit me. I'm like, I'm never gonna have fake eyelashes in my car again. And it was just terrible. I mean, that just tore me up. But you're a good mom. You have a great reasons for, you want her to read that. Good time there. Like, imagine if you spend the evening celebrating what awesome mom you are. That they have all these opportunities that a lot of kids don't get. And I was a latchkey kid, and now my kids have got a parent who wants to spend time with them and who can help them with their homework. I am undoing that pattern. How amazing that you get to do that every day.
That's really great messaging. Thank you. Yeah. That is something I'm like, I should be. I'll work on that negativity. But that's I'm not I that's how I should be spinning it for sure. And I think that's beautiful. Thank
I'm a
you.
badass. I'm an amazing mom. My mom did the best she could, and now I learned some things I don't want to do with my own kids, and now I'm not doing those things. That's awesome. You don't need a break from that. You don't need a break from that.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes, Candace.
I will.
Thank you.
I
I think you
appreciate
helped a
that.
lot of people. You know,
I'm
like,
watching
because a lot of
the
people have that same, kind of idea, that same thought about, I have to do this and I'm so busy and I have to, whatever. And everything feels like an emergency because it's for your kids. But realizing everything you do is a choice because you're a badass.
And then we'll cry over eyelashes someday.
You will cry
Okay.
over eyelashes someday. You sure will. You
Thank
sure will. All right.
you.
You're so
Appreciate it.
welcome. All right.
Have a good rest of your Sunday.
All
Appreciate it.
right. Thanks. You have a family reunion this afternoon. That's what I will be doing this afternoon. Yeah, and then, your all this stuff with your kids. I woke up at 5 a.m. yesterday and drove 2 hours to drop off a dress to my daughter in Clemson from 5 a.m. Oh yeah, Christy said I cried over not having laundry to do all the time. I did not cry over that. There's some things I've cried over. Christy, that was not one of them. I was crying over eyelashes. Ah, Michelle. And my daughter now says, you never cook anymore. I was like, there's nobody here. Kim, go Gamecocks. I'm wearing this in honor of my Gamecocks first game next week, even though my money goes to Clemson right now. All right. Let's see. Where are you? Here you are, Michelle.
Here I
You're
am.
coming.
I'm here.
Yay. Hey.
Hello.
Now you're wearing green. I've loved green lately. It's been my favorite color lately.
I love green and I look very nice in it. So it's one of those compliments I pay myself.
Yeah. See, look good in green. Yes. All right. So what are we coaching on?
right. I love you, MJ, so much. Corinne coached me. Actually, I wanted to send a big hug to Candace because Corinne actually coached me about something pretty similar, different circumstances, but back in January. About giving myself permission to get help from my husband to go upstairs to rest. Like, what did my body really need? Because I had been staying up late and snacking and stuff like that after the kids went to bed. Since that call, I have not stayed up past 11 o'clock one night, and I had been staying up to like 1 o'clock, 1:30. I haven't eaten after
Oh.
dinner. Hardly. I've tracked everything since January 20th. I've had five eats after dinner since that time. So coaching is so helpful.
Have you lost weight since then?
Yeah, so here's what I want. This is about stopping it enough because that's my opportunity. Like, that's what I need. This month is great. So I'm down from my highest to my lowest. It's like 9 pounds, but then I, with water, like you fluctuate a couple. So my brain keeps going. It's been all this time. That's not a lot. And then of course there's the part of me that goes, no, it doesn't matter how long you take. Like you've always said, if I told you, in 3 years from now you beat your goalie, would you care at that time how long it took? No, it wouldn't.
Right.
But I also realized that I'm having overeats and like this is what would speed things up for me. So when I'm trying to do like the halftime method or a monk meal or something like that, trying to use those, the thought that keeps coming up when everything else is quiet, is why bother, right? And so that's what I want help with because I've journaled about why I should bother because I thought, well,
let me look into that. And I thought, no, I'm not going to waste my time about why not bother. Why don't I just try and just keep journaling every day about like why I should, right?
Yeah.
To reinforce that pathway and not the other ones. And then like something happened at work the other day where we basically were told we needed to bump our productivity. We busted our asses for like 9 months, found out on Friday, yeah, you doubled your productivity, but it wasn't good enough. So like a couple people are going to get something, but you get nothing. And two of the people who are going to get quite a bit are people that I trained who like I did all the work with, but because we were going into it with like this group model, it was like you're doing it for the team. And then, you know, so anyway, and I did go into that call Friday going, all right, I'm no worse off at 5 o'clock than I was at 3 o'clock, right? I just didn't get more. But that kind of fed into this like, why bother? Why bother? I go out to dinner with my husband, you know, and the currency I pay is a couple pounds on the scale. But when you're down like 9 total and it goes up 3, my brain goes to, well, God, why bother? Like, you've been working so hard. You've been like filling out these planners every single day since January 20th. You've been putting yourself to bed. You've been hydrating. I started working out because I finally had enough energy. You know, I'm trying to get my arms stronger. My weights are up. But, and I know that muscle weighs more than fat. But what I'm trying to figure out is how to effectively not get stuck in this loop of, well, why bother? You bust your ass. Why bother? I don't know, does that make sense?
Yeah. So why bother?
I mean, I do it at work because I'm proud of my job and I'm proud of what I do, regardless of whether or not I get paid more for it. I do it at home because I see my mom, and she's 70. She just turned 75, and she was visiting, I don't know, a month or two ago, and she fell, and she was frail. Like, she was really frail, and I hug her, but we don't have the best relationship. And I hadn't really like held her tightly in a long time. And I thought, my God, she's so frail. So that's why, like, I bother because I don't want to be frail. I don't want to need help opening jars. I don't want to need help getting out of a seat. I want to be independent. I want to look nice. I want to feel good in my clothes. But I feel like I go from extremes where, like, I went from being like, wow, my clothes are fitting better. I'm super proud of myself. I'm killing it. And then I had like two people the other day at work kind of like look at my belly and go, ooh, do we have good news? And I was like, no, I ate pizza. Like,
Oh, Jesus.
and then, I'm in an accountability group, right? And I think Melissa, who had all the surgeries and stuff, like, she's like one of my best friends. And I was like, I told her, and I was like, God, people need to shut up about other people's bodies. And I heard that, like, I know that. But my brain went straight to the duder. And I have been since Tuesday. Like, I can't pull out of it. I know how to pull out. Like, I can't. I don't know how to describe it. But I'm sitting there. It's dinner really is the big one. And like, I got a couple bites left, and I've done the bag in the freezer. Like, I've done, the bites behind pick. Like, I know all those calories. I know not enough adds up. But I looked at it, and I just was sort of like, why bother? Why bother?
What's
And
your
then my
why
scale
for
is up 2 pounds.
stopping at enough? What's your why for stopping enough?
I want to lose weight. I want to be, I put on 60 pounds during the pandemic. And then I lost about 40, put back on 10. And like you've said before, you had gotten down to a weight where, you sat there for a while and you're like, I don't know that this is sustainable. Like, that's not how I want to live my life. So I don't think 30 is doable for me with the way that I want to live. I just don't. But 20 would be nice. I want to stop hiding from pictures. I've got an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. Like, hide from pictures. Like, I see our beach pictures. I'm not proud of them. Like, I want to be proud of myself. When I keep like digging it down to why, it's always pride. It always comes down to being proud.
Well, so are you telling yourself that? Like, why bother?
Yeah, I feel like every time I tell myself why bother, the scale bumps 2 pounds or someone shits on me,
No,
and then
but I
I'm
mean,
like,
when you hear
yeah.
yourself say, why bother? I bother because I want to be proud of myself. I bother because I still have
Yeah.
20 pounds to lose. Why bother? Because I want to be in pictures and feel a sense of pride.
Yeah.
Because, like, do you do that at all in the moment of why bother?
No, probably not. And again, that's the other thing where it feels like it's taking forever because I had dropped the 40 with you guys. I've been with you guys since like 2019. And then I like stalled, or not stalled, but your body kind of resets. It's like, you've lost all this weight. Like, you gotta stay here for a while. And then I don't know, like, I don't know. It was like I stayed there for like 2 years, and I got coached by Corinne, then I'm down about nine. I feel like I'm whining about stupid stuff, but I feel like I'm about to get really stuck, and I wanted to get coached before that happens because I don't want to spend another 2 years, at this weight being stuck.
Okay. Well, you got to change that. You have great whys for why bother.
Yeah.
You've got to get those out there when you hear why
Okay.
bother. I mean, you got
Yeah.
some great ones.
Yeah.
Like, you just rattled them right off.
Journal a lot.
But again, you've got to figure out how to get those thoughts to the dinner table with you.
Yeah.
It's great that you journal. I love that it's sitting on a page somewhere and you've practiced it over there, but now you got to
Yeah.
practice it in the moment.
And I've got like I have all like from all the camps and stuff, like I got my little stickers. They're in my microwave, they're in my wine fridge, they're when I open my pantry, like I have all the different ones. I've done post-it notes, I've got them up in my bathroom. But I also heard you say you gotta switch them up because your brain gets kinda
Used
like
to
used to
seeing
them,
them. Even if
Okay.
you just change your sticky notes to a different color sticky, could say the same thing, but every couple of months you want to swap out the color. So your brain's like, oh, I remember that now. I see it now.
Yeah. And I'm wondering because I it was so surprising to me, even though like you guys talk about all the time, just changing like your eating chair. My God, it's so different. Like when I switched after in January from where I normally sat to versus like where I sit now, it was like my brain didn't offer to me like this is where you go to eat. So I'm almost wondering if I should like change from like the kitchen table, which is like chaos because my husband's working from home and we've got the two kids and the dog. So like maybe I just sit in the dining room, close the door.
Okay. Look
Maybe
at
that
you
works.
coming up with all the solutions.
Sometimes I need to talk it out, though. That's why you guys are so good.
Yeah. Because it's just bringing those whys. I mean, you have them, but you got to get them. I mean, it's great that it's on your microwave, but you don't eat standing at your microwave.
I don't.
It's great that
And I
it's
don't
on your
really have
bathroom
them.
mirror, but you don't eat standing at the bathroom mirror. So, how are you going to remind yourself of those whys? And even preemptively, I'm going to get to the end of my meal and I'm going to think, why bother? And tonight, I'm not going to listen to it. Here's what I'm going to tell myself, these things.
Yeah, because I the stickies too. It's hard because with because I've got two girls and the 11-year-old. She's already getting into that like, how come I don't have a flat stomach thing? So I don't want her to see.
Why?
I need like a code word. Well, I don't want her to see like that I'm not proud of myself. I don't because my mom grew up and that's all she talks about. That's
Well,
it.
this is what I told myself. You can take it or leave it. I am showing my daughter, because I have three daughters, I
Yeah.
am showing them how important it is to me to have a normal relationship with food. I do not want them to feel ashamed of
Yeah.
wanting to be better with food. I don't
Okay.
want them, I want them to see that if you don't have the relationship you want with food, you can achieve it.
Yeah.
And you'll do whatever it takes to get it. It's you're worth
Yeah.
working on, basically.
I think I had gone like 180 because with my mother, that's all we ever heard. I mean, she's 75, and for my last birthday, she brought me portion control plates. And was like, I think you could use these. Now I already use smaller plates. I have really pretty ones, like your MJ plates, and they're right there. Like they're not out of my counter like yours are or were, but like they're pretty. I told her to take them home or I was gonna throw them in the trash. I was like, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but this is not helpful. And I think I went to the other extreme where like I just don't want them to see any of it. Like I want them to see me exercise. And I try and get them to exercise with me, they won't. But I just keep showing them, thinking at some point they might want to do it. Like I show them with the water. I try and make better food choices for myself to just demonstrate it. But I kind of didn't want them to see me like working on it too much, if that makes sense. Because that's all I remember growing up. But I see
Well,
your
I
point
will.
too. That
This
makes
is
sense.
what my best parenting advice. I did it with my
Yeah.
kids. When you are at enough, and you could even do this
Yeah.
at your table. Like, this is one a good reason not to isolate yourself. I would be sitting at the table with my family. I'd be like, oh my God, that is so good. You know, I could keep eating this. I could eat this whole plate, but I've had enough. It'll be
Yeah.
here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not like, and I'm trying to lose weight, and I have a, you know, I don't have a great relationship with food. And I'm not proud of myself at all. Like, I mean, I didn't say any of that shit, but it was
Yeah.
like, this is amazing.
Okay.
But, you
Right.
know,
That
and I could
works.
keep eating it, but I've had enough. And so I'm gonna put it away for now.
Okay. I like
And
that. No,
that's
I
what I
like
would
that.
just say. Or like at night, whenever I've made a commitment to myself to get all this water in and grind, do it today. I'm gonna stand here and drink all this water because I made a commitment to myself and I keep promises to myself. Like, none of that is like, it wasn't what my mama said, which is how many points should you really be? Because I think we go 180 for our kids, but it's like, it's not the same conversation my mama had with me. Do you really think you need that? Are you really going to eat that? Didn't you just have dinner? I
Are
thought your
you sure?
pants were fitting a little tight. Like all that bullshit my mama said. I didn't say that to my kids, but I took the thoughts out of my brain and spoke them out loud.
And I try in other ways. Like I wore a bikini at the beach. My God, it nearly killed me. And my
Did you
older
say
daughter.
that?
So
Did you?
no. So what my older daughter said was, "Mom, I don't want you wearing that. That's embarrassing." And I said, "Well, what's embarrassing about this amazing body?" Like I had great dialogue with that. And she was like, "Well, Mom, you got this squish here and squish there." And I was like, "Yep, that's a real body." I was like, "Welcome to real life." I'm like, "I'm not gonna hide it. It's a hot pink bikini, and I look amazing." And oh my God, it killed me though to wear it. But I talked to her about it, and I had told my accountability group about it. But like her first reaction was, "Oh, you look disgusting. You're embarrassing. I don't want to be seen with you." And I was like, "Well, then don't come out because I look great." In my head,
I
it
love
didn't
it.
feel great. I was just like, "I'm trying to break this so bad with them, you know."
So
But I
are
got
you
to.
going to, so with the smaller plates, I mean, does that feel like something that would help you? But you still got that why bother thought.
I mean, listen, I've got small plates. I've got small bowls. I use teaspoons. I mean, I've got all of it, and it doesn't bother me. Because I've been doing this for a long time now, right? Like that's how I did it the first time with like the big chunk. It's just that as my weight has gone down, I don't need as much, right? So even those small plates, it doesn't take much. I mean, you know, before you're like, that's it. And I used to kind of get upset about it. And then, I mean, Corinne had at one time said, like, why are you mad that you can't overeat? Like, why do you want to fill yourself with more? And I don't. Like I said, it felt like a lot of things came to a head recently of like, why are you bothering? And part of it was like going out to dinner with my husband. And, you know, listen, it was water, but like the scale bounced up. And I was like, my God, I've been working at this for all this time. And I just like, undid it, which of course I know you can't undo it all in one day, but it was like I got that and then stuff at work, and it my brain just went to that place of, girl, why bother? Like you're doing all this hard work, you're doing all this stuff, and you go out to dinner with your husband and like half of your work for 7 months is gone. I don't know, does that make sense?
Yeah, but how quick does that weight come off?
Well, it probably would have come off quicker if I hadn't said F it and eaten past enough
Right.
all week. Right,
Because
that's
that,
yeah.
like, we go out to Friday night dinner. So Saturday, my weight is up 3 or 4 pounds from Friday. It just is. It's salt, it's butter, it's whatever. It is what it is. But by like Monday or Tuesday, I'm back down to my, I double down on the water on Saturday and I do all that kind of stuff, and it comes right back. So if I'm not undone hard work, it makes sense.
That's just what that was, but that's where I was getting stuck.
Yeah. Or if
That's where I
I'm
was like,
constipated, it'll go up. I have to remind myself. This is like, I need to poop. Girl, go to the potty.
But my brain, like, kind of when I was like, why bother? Then, like, it's that ping pong, right? And the last ping pong wins, but like, it was that ping pong of, well, now you need to like really restrict and get serious, and that
Yeah.
didn't work.
But what
And
is
I don't
the
want to
ping
do that.
pong? Tell me the ping pong when you hear why bother.
Well, the ping pong is, well, yeah. So I listen, I do feel better when I do this work. My clothes are fitting better. Like, you want that. And then it was like back and forth with, like, well, but if you, what you're doing isn't really working because look, the scale just went up, and no matter how hard you work, you're not going to get where you want. Like,
That's a
that's old
shitty
shit.
ping pong.
It's shitty. And then it was like, well, if you want to get it, then you got to do keto again. You got to cut out all your carbs. And then, you know, it was like, no, screw that. Like, that doesn't work. Like, do you know what I mean? It was back and forth. And I was trying to journal about it. And that's what I was like, F, I'm going to take it to you.
Yeah, you got to work on that because you is you're in a lo you've set yourself with a lose-lose ping pong. It's those whys that you want to stop it enough.
And reminding myself in the moment
Or
why
before.
or before.
Like if you eat dinner around the same time every night, like you could even have like a reminder, like remember your why or whatever it is, like whatever it would pop up on your phone.
Like phone.
To remember your why, or just, and then I mean, I think that that's where you've got to work on that ping pong conversation because you know why you bother.
I just, I want to get there. It feels like it's taking forever, even though I know that's a not a useful thought.
And then the other thing too is, I mean, I love the ping pong conversation, like, but a lot of times I just call bullshit on it. Like, you're gonna have to go back and do keto. I'm like, where the fuck did you come from? That's bullshit. Like, I don't even entertain it with a ping pong.
Just call
Like,
bullshit.
it's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. I mean, it's just as easy to say, like, that's some crap. Or like or if it's a thought I haven't heard in a long time and it's some old shitty, I'd be like, where have you been, old friend? I did not expect to see you come back, but here you are. So nice of you to visit. Now on with regularly scheduled programming.
I
Cause
like
like
that. I like that.
I'm going to my family reunion today. I've had my weight off for 5 years. And inevitably, at least 3 times this afternoon, what am I gonna hear? I can't believe you've kept that weight off. People still make comments about my weight. Did you start taking the shot? That was last year to keep it off. Are you still doing that same thing you've been doing? Does that still work? Like, it's just like a question after a question after a question. And even if I'm at goal weight, it's still like people still talk about my damn weight. And I have been this size for 5 years. It's always going to be a conversation. It's always going to be like people still like that remember me from when I didn't think you were going to be able to keep it all because they saw me year after year. Like 1 year I'd be small, 1 year I'd be big, and 1 year I'd be small. And so they did that for 30, 40 years. And it's like people are going to comment on your weight, which I think it's bullshit too, but I'm ready for it. I know it's coming. I've prepared myself. It happens every year. So every night at dinner, you're going to think, why bother? And you have got to come up with those thoughts. Like, you're wise. And then those other ones, just like when it says keto and you're never going to get this and this is terror, it's like, that is such bullshit. That's the bullshit. That's old bullshit thinking.
Were you ever afraid that it just wasn't ever going to happen for you, like when you were losing your weight?
Yes. Every day. Every day. Because it had never been for me. I didn't have success till I had success. And when I joined No BS, I had sworn off weight loss forever because I sucked at it. I was terrible. I couldn't do it. And I didn't think I had another failure left in me. So I was going to figure out how to be fat and happy because I was like, I can't do this. Like, I cannot fail one more time. And the only evidence I've got is that I fail every time at weight loss. I can't do it. Apparently, weight loss is not in the cards for me until I got like high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol. I was like, whoa, it's gonna be fat and happy. I wasn't gonna be sick and happy. This was not what I was wanting to do. And
And
that's
then
why I
those were your
gave it. I did it one more. I was like, I got one more shot left in me.
because those were your whys.
Yeah, it was a why out of fear at first. I was running away from something instead of towards something for a while.
Well, thank you, MJ. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But it, I, and still sometimes I doubt that I'm going to keep it off. I mean, I still think it's not. Even though it's a life I created, it's my goal life and I love it. I still tell myself a lot of times. Corinne's 15 years out. So I'm only 5 years out. You know what I mean? So or 4 years out. So I think there's still doubt in my mind that I can keep it off.
And
And
then what
that's what
do?
I
You just
go to every single time. Like if I don't get my water in. If I have a few days where my husband was out of town last weekend and I did overeat a couple times, and I spent Sunday just beating the shit out of myself. It's on its way back up. I knew it was too good to be true. This is never gonna happen for you. And now my job is tied up into it. I'm like, Nagel, I was, in a box under a overpass, living my best life, living out my golden years
Yeah.
as an overweight person because I couldn't keep it off.
How'd you pull yourself out of it?
Yeah, I just keep saying that is not true. This is the
Okay.
life you created.
Okay.
There are days I'm in the shitter, like everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, Christy's a weight loss coach in our membership. And she was like, yeah, when you're a weight loss coach, it's even worse. Like, how am I supposed to tell people how to lose weight? I gained 3 pounds. This is bullshit. Nobody's gonna believe you ever again. You're a sham.
Think that's
Yeah.
why we do believe you guys so much, though, because you're real people and you're honest about it and you share all this stuff. And I think
Yeah.
a lot of other programs that I've tried or things I've done, it's like so easy, right? And you talk about like the creating a habit in 30 days being bullshit. You guys are just straight shooters, and I think that's why I've been with you for so long and never gonna leave. So thank you, MJ.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Yeah, work on those whys. Pull them out of that
Okay.
journal and get them by your dinner plate.
Okay,
Your
I
small
will.
dinner plate. The
They're cute.
cute dinner plate. Yes, get them by there.
Thank you.
All right. Oh. Yeah, girl, I have so many doubts all the time. I wish I didn't. I just Yeah, this brain is a hot mess. It's a hot mess up in here. It's a hot mess. It's just like Sue said, where do you find smaller dinner plate? They're just like, salad plates or whatever instead of the big dinner plates, wherever you get your plates, wherever plates are sold. That's where it is. I'll answer Alicia's question before we move on. So I've been feeling like a failure lately at my weight loss journey. I'm struggling to find my enough signals and I keep overeating. I have gained about 5 pounds back in the last few weeks. And that is also adding drama to it because you fucking eat overeating. Yeah. What or where should I start to get back on track? I do a daily 24-hour plan. I still get my water, and about 70% of the time I'm waiting for hunger. I'm just not sure how to adjust my thinking in the moment of overeating. It's usually mindless until I've overate. Then, oh shit, I do it again. Now I'm stuffed. Okay. Alicia, so you gained back about 5 pounds. So were you having, can you raise your hand? I would love that. If you would raise your hand, Alicia, I would love to talk to you. But because you apparently, you said you gained 5 pounds back. So that indicates to me that you were successful and you had found your enough. So you already know what they are. So then what it is. So then the question is, what are you telling yourself now? What are you telling yourself now? That's what I want to know, Alicia. And raise your hand if you can. I have got iPhone ready. Because again, we got to get to that root cause. We got to get to that root cause of what it is. Maybe you don't want to come up, iPhone. I don't know. You're not coming up. I don't know. Anybody, nobody else got their hand raised. Nobody. Oh, Karen's like, fuck that. I'll raise my hand. All right. iPhone, I'll try you again in a minute. Oh, I'm going to lower your hand. iPhone. All right. Karen, promote to panelist. Oh, people love the Pioneer Woman. If anybody wants to know, y'all always want to know what I'm drinking, what we're all doing. So, this, I have found this over at the Walmart, and it's at the food line too. It's got 0 calories. It is just water. It's bubbly water, but it's got a little bit of aspartame or whatever the hell it is, whatever it's got in it. Yeah, and it's a little bubbly, and it's even got some magnesium and a little bit of zinc in it. Not much. But no sugar, no nothing. And I like it a lot because it's bubbly, but it's a little sweeter than just like bubbly water. I don't like that. So I've started drinking some of these every day. Let's see. So that's what I'm, and that, there's a black cherry one that I like too. It's lovely and I love them very much. I like them a lot. All right, Karen, I can't get you to come up either. Let's try Maryland Dollar. Okay, so Kieran declined. I'm gonna lower your hand. I know Marilyn knows how to work this damn thing. Hey, girl, hey.
What's up, MJ? I
How's
cannot believe
it going?
I just got back from camping and day drinking.
Okay. My
And
kind of activity, except the camp, minus the camping. Day drinking, but camping, not so much. Go ahead. We
we
had
had
a
a cabin.
question
We had
on
a cabin.
Maryland.
Okay, look here. You know I've been doing this for a while. And I heard you shout out the other day. You might need a one-on-one coach if. And my accountability group is Vanessa and Danielle. And we Marco Polo every day. It's our oral journaling, we call it. And both of them, like Danielle has lost 25 pounds since January, and I'm still stuck at the same weight as I was before COVID. And for years, I blame this on working at a candy company, but I have my own business now.
You no longer work for Mars.
I don't.
No.
And I don't eat candy anymore like that. I did have some in Wisconsin that was amazing, but it was a chocolatier that was local and, it wasn't a Snickers. And so now I'm just thinking, what am I doing wrong? I'm making my plan. I got my HRT. I try to work out, but I travel all the time. And I mean, do I need to go back to protocols? Do I
Well, you
need
ain't
a.
mentioned the one thing that's going to create weight loss, Marilyn. How's your doable hunger?
I've been really good at my doable hunger. I, you know,
What
like
does really
everybody.
good mean? How often are you overeating, Marilyn?
I don't think it's so much, not that often, maybe once a week, because, my son's a chef. We got a lot of chef friends and they bring out like all the stuff. But I have been real, I mean, I can walk away from a plate.
Okay, but
Like,
here's my question though, Marilyn. Once a week, you are overeating. So you are like 99% of doable hunger.
All right, maybe 75.
Okay, so you're overeating 25% of the time and you're stuck at the same weight.
Yes.
But that's what I have to know. Like, that's where you got to clean it up. It's like water is, I love water, it's great. Sleep, amazing. But if you're overeating, you're not going to lose weight.
Okay, so I've gone back to leaving two bites of everything, but maybe that's still just not enough.
Yeah, because leaving two bites, this is how I like to discern leaving two bites. If you're a member of the Clean Plate Club, if you are a card carring member since back in a way back day, excuse me, leaving two bites is amazing because it creates safety that it's okay if I throw bites away. That's what it's really good for. But you could still leave two bites and still be eating past enough. Damn. Damn that doable hunger.
I mean, all my friends are on this GLP-1. And now they're telling me they're going to be on it forever. I don't
Yeah.
want to do that.
Okay. Well, let's get figure out doable hunger. So here's what you've got a couple of options, Marilyn.
Okay, tell me.
We got to get a really good handle on how often you're overeating. You were a private client in the past, so you can actually come back month to month.
Oh.
Huh? So you could go over to the website, sign up, and you'll just pay for a month at a time. You don't have to go back to the 3 month commitment. Coach Lisa is on this call. She's a great accountability partner, and she actually has spots open right now.
Okay.
Like
Okay.
if you signed up today, I can get you in with Lisa next week. Y'all
Okay.
can start tracking your food. I mean, that's going to be the fastest way because you're going to have Lisa up your ass every day. Where's your data? Let me see it. Are you sure? What did the scale say? Let's look at that. Like, you want to talk about a good accountability partner? That's what you got.
Okay.
So that's the quickest way because you've got a coach with eyes on your shit every day.
Right. And then, yeah, it's less about the, well, yeah, that might be good because my husband goes back to school next week. And I did write in to ask coaches last semester that I would kept going to Chick-fil-A drive-through, which I never do. But I realized it was because I had become a PhD widow.
Yeah.
And I was missing him, so
And that's the other thing too. There's other emotional, it's emotional reasons, probably a good bit of it. So working with a coach is really gonna help you figure that out. But it's got to be brutally honest with yourself, Marilyn. Comes down to, I'm gonna err on the side that I overate.
Okay, that is helpful. And then you, would you recommend going back and watching the basics?
Well, here's the thing. So the No BS weight loss course never goes away for you. You don't need to watch about water. You do not need to watch about sleep. You don't need to watch, like, go through it. You probably need to watch the hunger and enough lessons, right? Like, 'cause that's what you're struggling with. And then like the other one of my favorite ones is the consistency versus perfection one for anybody who is like, just Alicia, that's a great one for you because you're fucking eating overeating. That's a great one to watch. How it doesn't have to be perfect, but just kind of go through and look at the titles, the videos, and then see which one you're like, oh, I don't need to watch that. I got that. I don't need to watch that. I got that.
All right, that's helpful. Okay, good. So,
So, but you've got to get that data and get, because you're like, I overeat one time a week. Then I'm like, okay. It's like, okay, maybe 25% of the time. But we got to get clear because we can't fix the problem if we don't know the problem.
And I think that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not sure that I believe that overeating 25% of the time is the problem. I want to blame something else.
Yeah. And are you basically maintaining? I'm saying stalled or.
I have not gained or lost
So,
more or less
Marilyn,
than 3 pounds.
so 20 overeating 25% of the time gets you maintenance, basically. I'm saying maintenance. It's not because everybody kind of understands what that means, but gets you on that like plateau, right? You're not that far away from weight loss.
Okay,
If
that's a good
overeating
way.
25% of the time gets you at a plateau, an unintentional maintenance, just cutting out a few overeats is going to pull you right over.
An unintentional maintenance phase. Okay, I like it. And so if I worked with Coach Lisa, then she would be looking at my weekly plan compared to actual.
Yeah, you could post to her every day in our messaging app Slack. You could put your plan every day, your assessment every day, weigh in every week, and y'all can come up with a game plan. And then as you're wanting to decrease your overeats, then that, PhD widow thoughts, all of the reasons that you're emotionally overeating, that's what she can help you with.
Oh, I love that.
So like you're decreasing your overeats, and then at the same time, Lisa could come underneath you and be like, why are you doing that? Like, why, what are you telling yourself in the moment? Get to that root cause for with you as well.
I love that. Yeah, that feels a lot nicer than I'm gonna go spend 3 hours at the gym today to catch up.
You what now? Say that one more time.
My plan was to go to the gym today and spend 3 hours working out
For what?
to catch up from this past week of day drinking and camp food.
You can never outrun your mouth. Then what's gonna happen? Marilyn, let me tell you how this would work. Let's go. 3 hours at the gym, sweating like a pig, honey. And then what's gonna happen when you get home?
I'll be hungry.
You're gonna be starving to death. And then here comes the thoughts. You worked out 3 hours. You can overeat because, I mean, God bless. And you're actually more hungry. You have just burnt yourself. You've burnt every calorie you've ever eaten. Go ahead and overeat. Then you could set yourself up for an overeat. Let's get off the merry-go-round, Marilyn.
Okay, fair point. Fair point.
Are
Yeah.
you going to Nashville for the business event? Are you in the Nashville in October or whatever?
You know I am. Are you going to be
Okay.
there?
So I will see you in person in October
Oh.
because I'm coming. I'll be
Okay.
there the last day. So Corinne has a business membership and she's having an event for the business membership, very small group of people. So I want you down. How
Oh
much?
my God.
October.
October. What is that?
2
Okay,
months.
Chris, that's 40. It's like 46 days or so, because I'm going to be in Key West. I'm pissed I'm having to fly there from Key West, but I made a commitment to myself and I'm going to
Okay.
be there. So
Okay.
I mean, I haven't lost anything.
8 pounds.
All right, 8 pounds. I'll be in the 180s.
I'm gonna go. Here's what I'm gonna do. As soon as
Tell
I get
me.
finished with this call, well, after my family reunion, I'll come back
Yeah,
over
good
here.
luck.
I'll
All
get you
right.
in with you. Go ahead and sign up. I'll get you on Lisa. And
All
she'll
right.
get you on her calendar for next week.
And she's going to help me get down 8 pounds by the time I see you in October. Oh, Lord.
What
All
have you
right.
got? That you, Marilyn's like, why the fuck did I raise my hand? Hell did I put my hand up?
All right, I'm in. I'm game.
Yes. All right.
Cool. All right.
Challenge accepted. Go ahead. All right. Bye.
Thanks, MJ.
All right. So Marilyn's been to all of our events, most of our events. That's how I know her so well. But private coaching, I've seen some private coaching talk. So when you do private coaching inside of No BS, if you've never done it before, you have to sign up for 3 months, okay? We just want you to be committed for 3 months. Get to know your coach, work on the tools that you have, like all kind. And we don't have to just work on weight loss. Y'all think a lot of y'all think we got to lose weight. We work with people. I've worked with people before. I'm going through a divorce, caregiving. A lot of y'all empty nest mamas now. What does my life look like? What's my next goal like? We can coach on that. We can coach on grief. We can coach on weight loss. We can coach on maintenance. Anything, sex and body image, career goals, all that kind of stuff. You can work on all that, and then we even have a payment plan. So basically, you can go check it out on the website. There is a payment plan. There's also a link if you want to see if it's right for you or sort of what private coaching. You can even schedule an appointment, a 15-minute appointment with me. To talk about private coaching. But once you've completed that initial 3 months, you can come back month to month. So we have people that come in for a tune-up. They did the initial 3 months years ago. And then every so often, like twice a year, they come in for a month to like, here's what's going on, all that kind of stuff. So go ahead and do that. Sign up for private coaching. Lisa's got spots right now. Who else got spots? I think Lizzie's got one or two spots. Betsy's got three or four spots. Kathy is full. Lizzie might be about full. She might just have one spot left. Lisa's got about five spots left. I think Betsy's got about five spots left. So if you want to do that private coaching and knock your arse into high gear, Alicia, if you're still here, raise your hand one more time and we'll try it one more time. Just go ahead and sign up. And I am your private coaching concierge. That's what I am. I check in with you. After the first couple of weeks, y'all email me anytime you need anything at all. I take care of y'all in private coaching. I ain't. And if you get in, a lot of people say, "What if I don't like my coach?" Email me. I'll take care of you. You don't worry about that. You let me worry about you. You just worry about losing weight or working on grief or working on job change or work on retirement or work on emptiness, whatever it is. Alicia, we're gonna try this one more time. I hope it works. Everybody, cross your fingers. Yes, Elena said, if you did private coaching a few years ago, quit No BS for a few months and rejoin, can we do a single month? You surely can. Surely can. Okay, Lord, let this work. It's Sunday. Please shine a punks to me. Alicia. I hope this works. Everybody say a prayer. I'm asking you to, okay, Alicia. Now I'm gonna ask to start your video. Please let this work. Yeah,
Hi.
if it gets choppy, I'll turn your video off. Because sometimes that helps Zoom, sometimes it don't, but sometimes it does.
Okay. I ran around the house trying to find the best signal.
I know, like standing on one foot, holding your arm up. I love it. I love it. Get your eyes crossed, everything. All right. So you're fucking eating over overeats.
I am struggling so hard to find my enough signals, and I have
So
it
what,
in my
but I want to
mind that
make
I'm
it
gonna.
clear. So I did bring it up. Did you originally lose weight and now you've gained 5 pounds?
I did. I've lost 18 pounds. 10 of those were with no BS. but yeah, here in the last few weeks, I've been struggling hard and I've put back about five of them. So,
Okay, so here's what I want you to do though. You keep saying, I can't find my enough. You did find your enough. You were following your
once
enough.
upon a time, I did.
It didn't disappear. It's still there. What was your, so why did you not, why have you quit listening to it? Because it's still there. Why are you telling that bitch to shut up?
Well,
Okay, I'm gonna try to turn off camera. Let's see. Lord, let this work. She's froze. It's froze. I think she's gonna go away. So I'm just gonna talk. Here's the thing. You have got to. A lot of people say, I have. Oh, you still there, Alicia?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. So why are you choosing not to listen to your enough now?
I got all out of whack when I was put on steroids for my back injury, and I think I
Okay.
had sent you messages about that. And you had helped me a little bit there, but I never could dial it back in since. So I don't know where to start to get back to it.
Okay. What is it? When's your next meal? What does it look like just to stop at enough at dinner or lunch if you hadn't had it?
Dinner's my hardest one, but lunch, I try to serve small portions. And usually, if I drink my water before lunch, then I don't seem to eat as much.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. So what's different at, so you are finding you're enough at lunch?
Yes, I can find it at lunch, but dinner eaten with the whole family in front of the TV, like we always do. That's when my mind shuts off. I'm tired from the day, working all day long, and I can't seem to catch myself in the moment.
Okay, so what were you, how were you stopping at enough before the steroids at dinner?
I was not measuring my food, but I was doing like small scoop of something, like smaller portions, and then
Oh, so you were
I would
serving
wait until
yourself
everyone
less.
else was.
Okay,
Yes,
so why aren't you
definitely.
doing that now? It worked last time.
When I'm making my plate, I feel like it's smaller, but then when I get done eating, I'm stuffed, so I can't seem to find the right amount.
Okay, what if you do a smaller plate and the halftime method? Stop yourself halfway through, engage with your family at dinner, have a nice little conversation, and then ask yourself if you want more.
That could work. I'll give that a try.
And then, so let's say you overeat, because I overeat often. I overeat at least a couple times a week because, you know, I'm human and I'm human. So,
Right.
but the difference is I don't fuck it eat over it. So when you overeat, what are you telling yourself?
Usually I don't tell myself anything until after the fact. And then it's fuck it, I might as well go have some dessert because I'm already stuffed.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I already feel miserable. You know what'll make me feel better? To go feel more miserable.
Work that way.
Well, we typically, usually when you go over enough, it's not on purpose. Like today, I'm going to my family reunion and Aunt Clara will be making chicken and dumplings. Guess who's gonna eat to full today? Me. I'm gonna eat past enough. I've already decided.
Right.
But most of the time, it just happens. I'm like, ooh, I went over a few bites. Girl. So that's usually when you figure out that you've gone over enough. because we're all human and sometimes we do. So you eat past enough, and then you're like, I'm already miserable. I may as well add to my misery. What do you want to think after an
Yeah.
overeat?
I would like to tell myself that I'm going to figure this out.
Okay, but in the moment, it's like I'm gonna figure that. How does that feel? Like I've overeaten, and your thought is, well, fuck it. You've already overeaten. You may as well go have dessert. How does the thought, I'll figure this out, feel?
That's the thought I would like to have. Typically, I think on
I don't think that
crosswords.
would be helpful, though. Oh, you'll figure this out. No, the conversation is you overate. Everybody overeats. I am not willing to add more to this overeat.
That would be a good one.
Huh?
Sounds like a good one that I could try for a bit.
Yeah. I am not willing to add more time to my weight loss. This equates to having a hole in one of my tires. I'm not going to go punch holes in the other three tires just because. Corinne's famous saying, why fuck up the day when saving it is an option? Those are the kind of thoughts you want to have.
I wrote those down. I'm gonna give those a try.
Yeah. That's the kind of conversation you want to be having. I know I want to keep eating, but number one, it's not going to make me feel better and it's not going to help my weight loss. I still have time to go. I still have time to save the day. I still have got time to go to bed proud. I've already overeaten. I'm going to make sure that I let this food settle. I'm not going to add more to it because I'm not ready. I'm not willing to give up my sleep too.
Yes, those are good ones.
Yes. Yeah, I'm already giving away a little bit of my sleep because I overate. That happens to everybody, but I'm not gonna be so miserable that I get no sleep. And then guess what's harder tomorrow? Doable hunger when you add
Right.
exhaustion.
It snowballs.
It snowballs. Those are the conversations you want to have.
I will do those. So a smaller plate, the halftime method, and throw those thoughts in if I do have an overeat.
Yeah. And then what is it, Lisa? What is that bone? Hold on a minute. I know where it is. Hold on. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly where it is because it's one of my very favorite things in the whole wide world. It's in the No BS Weight Loss course. Ooh, let me find it. I think it's module four. Oh. Well, lesson six, module four, lesson six, bonus lesson. Fuck motivation. The secret to staying consistent. Module four, lesson six. I'll put it in the chat. There you go. Module four. And then today in the newsletter, I think she talked about what was the one, or did I see a I saw in the Facebook group. What was the thing we posted about? Listen to the shit. I gotta find it. What was that post about today, Lisa, in Facebook? I can't remember what it was called. But anyway, she put something in there. Oh, I'm just not doing it. Okay. It is a bonus training. She did. It is, let me see if I can. It was in Facebook. I'll put the link here. Special training. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. And because a lot of people wanted that.
Well, that sounds like me.
Yes. So you want to do that. Where is it? It was a call. Special training, overeating fix, day one. Okay. I think this is right. Oh, Lisa's got it in the chat. So that's another good one that you could. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Because you just know what to do. You're just not doing it.
All right.
Yes. And you've got to have that. It's like anytime you're wanting to change a behavior, it is not easy to come up with those thoughts in the moment when your brain is like, fuck it. It's just not easy to do
Yes,
that. You've got to have it
that is a huge
pre-planned
problem.
when your weight loss brain is thinking. Because what happens is you overeat and your brain is thinking, oh, I know what we do now. We say, fuck it, and we get dessert. Yay! It's dessert. And the new thoughts that you've been practicing don't just bust up in there and be like, oh no, remember you were, no, it doesn't happen. You have got to have that on lock ahead of time. I know if I overeat tonight, this is what is going to happen. If I overeat tonight, these are the thoughts I'm going to have, and this is what I'm going to tell myself instead. GLP-1 for Darlene is a weight loss medication. It's the injections in the chat. So, any other questions?
Nope, I think that gave me some things to work with.
Yes. Yep.
I appreciate you.
All right. You are
Sometimes
so well. I'm
my
glad you were
shit
able
don't
to.
stay up.
I'm glad you were able to figure it out. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Karen said, I've been in OBS since May. I, for the most part, time stopped nighttime overeating, but I often don't get to eat till late. I'm both tired and over hungry, and then I overeat. If I've had a stressful situation, I overeat. It's like turn your brain off. Here's the thing, Karen. When you have to plan for those times. If I'm super stressed and tired and it's late, I typically eat in front of the TV. But like the other night, I got home and it was like really late and I had errands to run. I sat at the table because I knew I was tired. I knew I was hungry. If I know I'm really hungry and tired, I serve myself way less and then I take a break. You've got to have those strategies to implement in those moments. And you're like, on days that I'm really tired or whatever, or I've had a bad day, here's how I'm going to set myself up for success. Here's what I'm going to do for myself. And it is seriously give yourself an opportunity to succeed. When you are exhausted and you are tired and you are stressed and you are whatever, you want to have the opportunity to set yourself up. Is it okay to plan for an overeat? I am today. I'm going to overeat at the family reunion. Aunt Claire will have chicken and dumplings and pickles. She makes her own pickles, and they're so good. I went to a funeral the other like, couple months ago and I saw Clara. I said, you don't have to have any pickles in that pocketbook, do you? She said, third Sunday of August, you'll see me. We'll have pickles. All right. So here's what I've been seeing out of the peripheral of my eye. So many people talking about an 8-pound challenge. No BS is not sponsoring an 8-pound challenge. That is not what is happening. There's no 8-pound challenge. I coached Marilyn a little bit ago. She's going to sign up for private coaching. She wants to lose 8 pounds by October. So I was like, fine, that can be your challenge. She signed up for private coaching. She's going to work with Lisa on 8 pounds down. There's no challenge. There's no, if somebody sets up a Facebook group, that's on y'all. The coaches will not be in there. We're not monitoring that. Like it's not a sanction. This was between me and Marilyn, and now Lisa is in on a mix. But if you want to sign up for private coaching, you can, and you can work with Lisa in that way, and then she'll hold your hand and y'all can work together. But I just don't want there to be any misunderstanding about an 8-pound challenge. I have not laid down the gauntlet. No BS is not sponsoring an 8 pounds down challenge. Just like, I don't want it to go rogue, you know? Get a message from Corinne. Did you set up an 8-pound challenge? No, I did not. I did not. So just to be clear, but if you do want to work with a coach, y'all can come up with your own challenge. Because I'm like, I don't want to get called out on that. So, this is not an OBS challenge. Just a few ladies getting together based on the idea. Yeah, given by the lady being coached. But if you do want to sign up for private coaching, check it out. You can also sign up for a call with me if you want to see if it's right for you. If you've never done the initial 3 months, you can do that. And there's a 3-month payment plan. So basically, it's the same thing. It's just a 3-month commitment. And if you ever coached before, you can come back month to month. So, yeah, I'm glad y'all got motivated for me. I just wanted to be clear. Clear, just to be clear. No miscommunication from MJ today. Y'all are going rogue, Laura. That's exactly right. All right. Everybody, have an amazing Sunday. If you are taking your kids or just took your kids back to college, Godspeed. I love y'all. I know how it feels. I know how difficult it is to do all of those things, those empty nestings. I'm gonna go eat chicken and dumplings and pickles, Aunt Clara's pickles. So y'all have a great rest of your day. Go do amazing things. Please reach out for help, y'all. I did a thing the other day. It's like 0.7% of y'all are using Ask Coaches. Come on. We got plenty of time to answer your questions. Make sure you're getting all, maybe we talked about a lot about private coaching on this call, but if you can't do private coaching, that's fine. But you've got coaches in Ask Coaches ready to help you. It's not like, well, I can't do private coaching, so I can't do the things. No. You've got Facebook. You've got Ask Coaches. Ask Coaches, I mean, you're paying $59 a month for no BS. And you have fucking a team of life coaches in your pocket. In your pocket. So, yeah, you have a 24/7 one-on-one coach already at no charge. That's exactly right. But for some of y'all, you need that extra boost in private coaching. You need that extra accountability. You need somebody to hear your old shitties. Maybe you're going through a transition and you just need some help getting out of it. Totally fine. You can use private coaching, but you've also got Ask Coaches. 100%. I mean, we are here for y'all in whatever way. Some people choose to do private coaching, and some people are like, it's not for me. I don't have the money. I don't want to. Whatever it is, use Ask Coaches. Yes, use Ask Coaches till January. You could literally go in there every single day. You can post your plan in there every single day. You can use it for accountability. So that's my speech. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. Yeah, you don't run out. You don't run out of Ask Coaches. And these are my accountability partners. Y'all know that, right? I always have my family and stuff up here, but these are my family too. These are no BS women that are my besties. So if if you want somebody to hold you accountable, if you do want to kick your arse into high gear, go over to the website, nobswoman.com under community. And we've got like tips and tricks. We've got like, you can copy and paste a Facebook post. We've got if then, an if then sheet on the website. Like if this is happening in your accountability group, then do this thing. If this is happening, then do this thing. If you get ghosted by your accountability partner, then do this thing. So we've got like ways for y'all to run your accountability. So yeah, I love my accountability partners too. All right, y'all. I just love y'all. I've had the best time hanging out with y'all, and I will see y'all Wednesday. I'll be on the Ask Me Anything on Wednesday. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.